Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wei, and welcome to another episode of Untethered and Prosperous Podcast, which is all about helping you untether from your bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage patterns to create a more prosperous life. And once again, we have an 8-minute mic drop from one of our amazing guests that are having a full episode coming up soon. And today we have Max Avery on the call, on the show. And it's not a call. He's not calling in. It's on the show. And he's about to give you a tip and a strategy on how to become more untethered, how to be more prosperous. He is a 7-figure entrepreneur. So I'm not going to say too much about his bio because you're going to have to listen to the full episode for that. So Max, welcome. In 8 minutes or less, leave a tip or strategy for a mic drop moment so that you can just basically drop the mic and leave the room and leave our audience speechless.
Gotcha. Thanks for having me. I will preface this as I also did on the episode that we're going to do here by saying that my voice is a little bit raspy today, so this is not how I always sound. So my first piece of advice is don't have seasonal allergies, and you will have a better, more prosperous life. But take your Claritin or Zyrtec, and you'll be better off. The things that I want to talk about, and we can go into a whole different episode on something else probably, but I think the main thing that has helped me in becoming the Max that I am today is doing the necessary introspective work and learning who you are, what drives you, and what is going to carry you into a position where you actually feel fulfilled in what you're doing. And it's not something that really happens passively to a lot of people. And it's not necessarily something that is a comfortable process either sometimes. And so you really have to look into your past and, you know, kind of almost psychoanalyze yourself to a point. And I think that there's a lot of entrepreneurs that try to hide from whatever past trauma they have or negative experiences they have. And you're always in that mindset of trying to pump yourself up and feel like, you know, you're a rock star, you're going to do this. And so you don't want to look at the ugly parts. But the sooner you start looking at the ugly parts and dissecting those and understanding how to overcome them and in some ways how to manipulate them to work in your benefit is really when you're going to see the acceleration in what your abilities are to become successful and take yourself to the next level. And so, you know, what I like to do is really, and it seems very basic, and this is a silly practice in itself, but it works.
Yeah, power and simplicity.
It is what it is. And so go start writing almost like an autobiography story about your past and what put you where you are today. Because when you start trying to tell your story, if you have never gotten to a point of telling your childhood, your teenage years, where you went to high school, what you went to college for, if you went, you know, what your first job was, and really kind of work through those things. And I'm not saying you have to get super detailed, but kind of tell the basic story. Start looking for those triggers that shifted your path. And then start to dig into what those triggers were and why they led you to where you are. And then you can really look back and evaluate, is that something that was a good decision or a bad decision? Did it have an effect that ultimately changed me as a person? And what caused that? And so, you know, this is something that I kind of just stumbled onto by accident. I've always kind of been interested in just, you know, writing, creative writing, you know, personal writing, whatever. And so it's one of those that I'll get bored and open up a Word document and start typing stuff out. And it's been a really good meditative way to almost get in and do that inner work and build that inner game. Because once you understand who you are, what your triggers are, what your personality type is, and what's driving you a certain direction, it no longer controls you. And so once you master your emotions and your mental state and you know, where you're wanting to be with that, it's going to be that much easier to take the next step to go into where you want to be. And this is not something that you do at once and suddly you've succeeded.
It's not a magic bullet.
No, this is always an ongoing process. But the more time you spend just sitting alone with those thoughts and putting them into a perspective of not, I wish I could have done this different, but putting it in a perspective of what changed me in this process. I think that's really something that all people can benefit from. And it's something that lets you understand in the moment when something bad does happen, what your next step needs to be that actually is going to benefit you and not put you back into those same self-destructive patterns. Because if you know what triggered the situation, you know what your reaction was and where it put you, you can start to separate those reactions that put you in a better position from the reactions that put you, you know, back in the homeless shelter or back living in your car or back on your mom's couch or whatever. And those can become really well-defined actions. You know, it could be any number of actual things, but in the broad stroke of kind of what that process is, it starts becoming clear that, like, oh, this is one of those. And once you can see that, you can really start setting yourself up for success in those moments.
Yeah. And that is a phenomenal mic drop tip right there, because you did double duty on that one. You've literally talked about an amazing tip and strategy, and you've inadvertently promoted all that we do on the back end here of this as well. That's it, because that's exactly how, and this explains why you're so successful at what you do, is because that's exactly what we help people facilitate, is to be able to unpack those stories, right? That we find ourselves anchored to. Oh, absolutely. And yet so many people don't do enough of it. Or they do it once or twice. They go to a retreat or they go to an event and they do it and they're like, oh my God, it was amazing. And then they don't do it anymore. And they don't understand why they didn't make that huge leap that people like you and other those around them that have been able to do. Same business. They hit six figures. Everybody else hit seven figures. Like, what am I doing differently? It's unpacking those stories. And I love this approach. And when you first did it, did you write it or did you type it or do you do both?
So I originally started writing stuff out. I'll type stuff in WordPad or whatever when I'm on the road and don't have a lot of time to do it. But having that mental connection with a pen has some real magic to it, because it makes you slow down. And so I like the brain dump approach. I have a really fast Guam. So it's like I passed my keyboard in class the first day that I was in high school. Like, it's just, I can type. But the detriment of that is I get too many thoughts out really too fast and I don't have time to process them. If you give me a pen and paper, I'm going to get kind of frustrated with it. But I really have to sit there and go through the thought process of what I'm doing and why. And so I think that doing those, you know, like kind of after action reports on a regular basis and, you know, journaling, there's a lot of well-documented, you know, benefits to journaling, things. It's not something you even have to, when you get done with it, you can wad it up and throw it away. You don't have to keep this as a diary that you look back on a year from now. But getting it out and going through that mental process is something that is very, very therapeutic. And it, you know, it costs you about $1. So it's not, you know, go to the Dollar General and, you know, get you a word pad and a, you know, just a cheap Bic pen. And that's really all you need to get started. And that can be one of the biggest mental shift game changers that I have seen people experience, is when you actually have to go sit with your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. I think so many people will say, oh, I don't have time to do that. And it's like more like you can't afford not to put time towards that, because I think based on what you've demonstrated as a result, what I've done, some of my clients have done, and people that I'm sure you've advised and mentored have done, is that the return on that investment of time is sometimes limitless. Because think of what happens when you're untethered from those shackles that have been holding you back, as you mentioned in the full episode, right? And I think this is such a simple and powerful way to do it. I couldn't have conveyed it better myself. So, I mean, this is really good. And I'm thank you for saying that. And I want you to shut up now, because otherwise you're going to give away too much more. Because if they want to get more of you, Max, and take it to the max, they have to listen to the full episode that's coming up. And how you listen to that, or how you make sure that you don't miss that, is to make sure you subscribe to this podcast and hit the notification so you can get all the goodness that Max is going to offer in the full episode. So, Max, why are you still here? The mic should have been dropped. You should be out of the room now.
It's attached to a boom, so I can't. I don't want to break it.
Okay. Well, then
it was at least $30. I don't want to.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. So anyway, thanks again, Max. That was so perfect. And looking forward to you sharing all the goodness in the next full episode.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.